At issue are two kinds of family visas, the ones for siblings and for married adult children of immigrants who became U.S. citizens. The Washington Post reports the senators working on the plan may eliminate both visas and give them to skilled workers instead. Kat Bowley is the director of the Southeast Asian Coalition in Charlotte. She says such a plan would disproportionately affect women.
70% of immigrant women in the U.S. become permanent residents through family visas. It's not employment visas. A lot of times, these countries where people are coming from, they don't have access to education equally for men and for women, for example.
Bowley says getting rid of the two types of family visas would also have a big impact on Asian Americans. The State Department reports it has a backlog of more than 4 million people applying for family visas, and nearly half are from Asian countries. Bowley says she'd rather see Congress focus on clearing that backlog as part of immigration reform. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.